to get a job, to maybe change a job, to find out about a job, what is it that you do? It's important, of course, to have the resume, to have the cover letter. You send them in the mail, maybe do the e-version thing. But, man, that is so old school. You got to get with the new program. You've got to be doing something like the SEO thing, search engine optimization, which you say, Scott Sargis, executive recruiter and head of the company's strategic search company, you say is the modern version of the Yellow Pages. What do you mean by that?
Well, search engines like Google and Bing are the new Yellow Pages. And just like the old Yellow Pages, you paid to get your name ranked high, Bill.
That's why people picked names for companies called Acme, A-A-M-C, right. So they would have more prominence.
Correct. And the new version of that is SEO, which is getting your search, your internet site, et cetera, ranked high, and it's all science and art of getting you ranked high. That's what search engine optimization is all about.
So again, let me restate what you just said. You're trying to, when people are doing a search, and you've got a website, right? This isn't about your LinkedIn profile. It's not about your Facebook profile. You have to have a website.
No, that's not correct. It's
okay.
Anything that's on the internet. It can be LinkedIn. It can be your website, or it can be your blog.
All right. So you can do things, or actually there are companies, many companies around, where you can go and they'll optimize, which means they'll monkey around under the hood in the internet and on your site, so that when somebody is searching, not necessarily for you specifically, but for something in your field or close to what you do, you suddenly pop up, hopefully, not just on that first page of the search listings, and there can be millions of them, but near the top of that first page.
Correct. But you don't even need a company, Bill. In fact, I have three recommendations: blogging, optimizing your resume, and also networking.
So if somebody says, well, I don't have a blog, I don't have a website, I do have a resume, they've got to have an electronic resume, right?
Correct.
And where do you post that? On LinkedIn?
You can post it on LinkedIn. You can post it on Monster, et cetera. But when you are posting it, you want to make sure you optimize with keywords relevant to your field. And there's two parts of that. One is seeding your resume with relevant keywords. And the second part of that is at the bottom, and very few people do this, at the bottom of your resume or e-resume, you want to put in a section of keywords relevant to the job that you're interviewing for.
Now, what does that mean? You do those things, and are you saying then that recruiters are doing searches for people? And, I have this secretarial job that's open. I'm going to do a Google search to find out people who might be qualified. Is that what you're talking about?
Correct.
And that's how it happens?
And it's increasingly happening. Not only recruiters, but also hiring managers at companies are looking more and more for keywords. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you were looking for, in your case, a radio announcer that was on WGN. You would seed your resume with WGN, 8 years, 15 years, et cetera, of being an announcer, and all the other relevant keywords that for the job you're interviewing for. And the search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing will pick you up.
Yeah,
out
but
of this
who's
seed.
Looking for me?
The
somebody who's looking for a new host, is that what you're saying?
Well, anybody that's looking for somebody like you will look for those keywords.
So this is changing, though, as my understanding is. I've been to some seminars where they talk about this, and it sounds like people are forever figuring out how to do these tweaks. And Google and Bing and these other sites that do the searches, that are actually the engines that do the searches, are making changes all the time so that people can't scam the system. You got to almost be ahead of the curve on this.
Right. But one of the key things to keep in mind, and it's always going to be in vogue, Bill, is content is king. Because all of these search engines are looking for good content. For example, a rule of thumb I recommend is blogging once a week. And that doesn't necessarily mean just having your own blog, but also contributing to other people's blogs, because Google loves blogs.
And so when people are doing searches, you're leaving a trail. And so by every time you update a blog, every time you type something new into that blog, the search engines are aware of that. And so if you have left a lot of trails out there on the internet, there's going to be a greater likelihood that you will get a higher prominence when people are searching for either you or for a candidate for a particular job.
Correct. And when you use the word trail, I use the word keyword. And that's the key. You want to find keywords that are relevant to the person trying to look for you, not what you think are the relevant keywords, but you want to do what they call keyword research to find those keywords that are relevant to your field and seed whatever you do
so
on the internet.
So build them in, type them into your resume somehow.
Correct. Well, and leaving a trail, like you said, leaving a trail of those
so
keywords.
So can you give me an example? If I'm somebody in marketing, say, what kinds of words would be smart to put there?
Okay, well, SEO or SEM, search engine optimization, or search engine marketing are two in vogue terms. Blogging, creating blogs.
So you would say, I'm familiar with SEO and the latest techniques of SEO and SEM.
Correct. So. Or social media, such as creating blogs, Twitter, et cetera. So those are you. But the key, as always, is to find those keywords that are relevant to your field and not what you think are the best keywords, but what the people trying to find you are. And that the way to find that is ask the people in your field what they consider the most relevant keywords.
Scott Sargis, executive recruiter, and you run the company Strategic Search Corporation. You have on the 24th, it's a kind of a meetup thing, and it's going to be a seminar on all of this.
Correct. It's called Applying SEO to Job Hunting, and we've got an expert in the field that's going to be teaching that.
No charge to attend.
Right.
And you're saying that you, if people call a particular phone number and say that they heard this on WGN, they can go to this meeting.
Well, it's closed with a long waiting list, but if people mention WGN when they call my office, I'll be happy to squeeze them in.
And what's your number?
312-944-4000 and mention Bill Mahler.
Or WGN.
That's the key word to leave on the trail.
Oh, very smart. Scott Sargis from Strategic Search Corporation, thank you so much.
Thank you.